This quarterly meeting of the National Infrastructure Advisory Council, better known as NIAC, marks the second time that the group has met this year. For those who came late, NIAC is a presidential advisory commission that brings together leaders from industry, government, and academia to discuss critical issues surrounding the safeguarding of key national infrastructure. As we reported last January, NIAC is currently working to make sure that the nation's electrical grid, water and sewer systems, and other infrastructure systems are capable not only of withstanding a possible attack or catastrophic failure, but also recovering quickly in case that happens. NIAC is currently running two major studies on behalf of the White House to explore critical issues around infrastructure and resiliency. But yesterday, Todd Keel, Assistant Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security for Infrastructure Protection, says the President and his staff want to know more.
On behalf of the Secretary, we'd like you to look at intelligence sharing, review, and update. And I have a few points to go with that. We'd like to see the Council review and assess the current state of intelligence information sharing between government and the critical infrastructure owners and operators and its effectiveness, identifying progress, gaps, and recommendations for improvement. We'd like you to review and assess the role and status of fusion centers in support of critical infrastructure protection and resilience mission, identifying issues and recommend improvements, and identify the role of critical infrastructure owners and operators and their contribution to the Homeland Security mission of counterintelligence and recommend approach to implementation. I think this task is vitally important. As I mentioned in my few months in the office and the travels that I've been on, I hear consistently from our folks at the state and local level and the critical infrastructure owner-operators that this information-sharing component is a critical issue for them, and I think it's an important task for the Council.
Keel also told NIAC members that the White House and DHS would like them to explore yet another key infrastructure resilience topic.
The second task the Secretary would like you all to look at is the emergency services sector and a review of that sector. Essentially review and assess the structure, participation, and strategic focus of the emergency services as a sector within the NIP partnership framework. Review and assess the role the emergency services sector plays relative to the critical infrastructure protection and resilience mission, and consider the application of the NIAC's definition of resilience to the sector and identify strategies and approaches to achieve such resilience. Again, as I've traveled around and talked with folks, this is another crucial area that I consistently hear about, and I think it's an important task and something we'd appreciate the expertise and the knowledge of the NIAC applied to this task.
In response, NIAC Chairman Earl Nye, who is Chairman Emeritus of the TXU Corporation, said he welcomes the additional commissions from the President and DHS Secretary Napolitano. But
I will say that the two studies that you have outlined are challenging. You would recognize that one of those builds very strongly on some studies we've done at a prior time. But as I recall, those studies, and Al will help me with this, but those studies focused more on the cooperation and the sharing between the federal government and the private owners of the infrastructure. And as we know, the infrastructure is primarily in this country owned and put in private hands. So I think it's natural for us to follow up on that. It's probably timely, and we look forward to undertaking that. How we get that scheduled into our other work is going to be another matter. I would say, Mr. Secretary, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, we've got at least five openings, and we could use some additional members. The ones we have are doing a great job, but we're coming into the backstretch, and there's been some energy expended on their part. I would say particularly emergency services. If someone from that sector could be put forward, it would be helpful. And I will say we could use also a telecommunications person.
Nye says that for now, NIAC is evaluating the two requests for additional studies from DHS and the White House and is expected to make a decision on launching those studies at its next quarterly meeting on July 13th. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.